Welcome to Morning Prayer, Saturday, 14th of November. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Your faithful servants bless you. They make known the glory of your kingdom. Blessed are you, Sovereign God, ruler and judge for all. To you be praise and glory forever. In the darkness of this age that is passing away, may the light of your presence, which the saints enjoy, surround our steps as we journey on. May we reflect your glory this day, and so be made ready to see your face in the heavenly city where night shall be no more. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God for ever. As the deer longs for the water brooks, so my soul longs for you, O God. My soul is athirst for God, even for the living God. When shall I come before the presence of God? My tears have been my bread day and night, while all day long they say to me, "Where is now your God?" Now when I think on these things, I pour out my soul. How I went with the multitude and led the procession to the house of God, with the voice of praise and thanksgiving among those who kept holy day. Why are you so full of heaviness, O my soul? Why are you so disquieted within me? O put your trust in God, for I will yet give him thanks, who is the help of my countenance and my God. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 33. The earth is full of the loving kindness of the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for it is good just to sing praises. Praise the Lord with the lyre, on the ten-stringed harp sing his praise. Sing for him a new song, play skillfully with shouts of praise. For the word of the Lord is true, and all his works are sure. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the loving kindness of the Lord. The earth is full of the loving kindness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all their host by the breath of his mouth. He gathers up the waters of the sea as in a water skin, and lays up the deep in his treasury. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Stand in awe of him, all who dwell in the world. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The earth is full of the loving kindness of the Lord. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to naught. He frustrates the designs of his people. But the counsel of the Lord shall endure forever, and the designs of his heart from generation to generation. Happy the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people he has chosen for his own. The earth is full of the loving kindness of the Lord. The Lord looks down from heaven and beholds the children of the earth. From where he sits enthroned, he turns his gaze on all who dwell on the earth. He fashions all the hearts of them and understands their works. No king is saved by the might of his host, no warrior delivered by his great strength. A horse is a vain hope for deliverance, for all its strength it cannot save. The earth is full of the loving kindness of the Lord. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon those who fear him, on those who wait in hope for his steadfast love. to deliver their soul from death and to feed them in time of famine. Our soul waits longingly for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Indeed, our hearts rejoice in him. In his holy name we have put our trust. Let your loving kindness, O Lord, be upon us, as we have set our hope on you. The earth is full of the loving kindness of the Lord. Feed your people, Lord, with your holy word, and free us from the emptiness of our wrongful desires, that we may sing the new song of salvation through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. I will sing for ever of your love, O Lord, and my lips shall proclaim your faithfulness. The heavens bear witness to your wonders. I will sing for ever of your love, O Lord. The assembly of your saints proclaims your truth. My lips shall proclaim your faithfulness. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Steadfast love and faithfulness go before you. I will sing for ever of your love, O Lord. My lips shall proclaim your faithfulness. Let us pray. Lord, I thank you that there is nothing that happens to me or to my loved ones that you do not know about, and that no matter what takes place in our lives, you are with us all the time. Lord, I know this world is not our home, and that you have prepared a place in glory for all who have trusted Jesus Christ as Saviour. Thank you that however hard or difficult this life becomes, and whatever befalls us, we know that we will endure through the trials of life and the blackness and pain we may feel along the way. We will be lifted one day forever when you come to take us home to be with yourself. When we will be with you in your glorious heavenly home forevermore. Thank you that the weeping of the night that we are going through during our sojourn on earth really will end in the most joyous morning, which you have promised to all who have trusted you. I praise your name that you have kept all of our tears. You know our sadnesses and have promised to wipe away the tears and all the pain that we have endured. Lord, I thank you that you have promised that your grace is sufficient for all the hard times and the trials that we may meet in this world. Praise your holy name. Thank you that you have promised the sufficiency of your wonderful grace to support us through this wilderness walk on earth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Uniting our prayers with the whole company of heaven, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen. May Christ, who has opened the kingdom of heaven, bring to us to reign with him in glory. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.